Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Gator and Kang, do you know that today it's another one of those national days?
Oh, what do we got today?
Today is National Pepperoni Pizza Day. So here's the thing. I mean, not necessarily for me, but does a pizza really need anything other than just pepperoni? It is one of the most simple orders out there, and it delivers.
I think it's my go-to order. It's just real simple. Double cheese and pepperoni. Love it.
Does pepperoni get used on the regularly in any other way?
Sandwiches.
See, what? I'm glad you brought that up, Doug. Because if you're only getting one topping, because it really depends on the mood, by the way. Like, if you just want pepperoni or barbecue chicken, whatever the heck, you know, you want. Feta cheese, right? Greek style. So many different pieces.
Catering to Doug with the barbecue chicken?
Well, I got to get him involved a little bit here.
All right,
but with that being said, if you only get one topping, I always think, all right, which topping should I get? And then I always just go back to pepperoni because, honestly, Gator, you don't use pepperoni in too many other things in life.
Really don't.
That's why I'm like, you know, might as well just go with the pepperoni for the pizza.
I was trying to think about where else I see pepperoni. You ever see him on a salad?
No.
No? I've seen pepperoni on a salad, but...
The closest is... Like any pasta with salami, right?
Yeah, but it's
salami. Not pepperoni. Yeah, yeah,
the pepperoni. I guess, like I said, it might be on a sub sandwich. You get the wider slice. It's not thick slice. It's just the bigger pieces. You know, mm-hmm. that they sliced up like salami, but it's pepperoni.
Yeah,
I see that. Occasionally, if you get a cheesesteak. I think Lefties used to have the option with
like
pepperoni.
A pepperoni steak and cheese type thing. Yeah.
It's delicious. I mean, pepperoni's delicious.
Is pepperoni's existence based exclusively on its use on pizza?
Yeah,
if there were no pizza, there'd be no pepperoni.
98% of it. I mean, it's high. Yeah. That's why I get pepperoni on pizza.
It feels like the art has been perfected though, right? When we were young, probably the most popular pizza, pepperoni pizza. Now that we're middle-aged, the most popular pizza, I would imagine, is pepperoni pizza.
Yeah.
Straight pepperoni pizza.
So today's National Pepperoni Pizza Day, huh? I mean, it also depends on the type of pizza you get. Like Detroit style, like Buddy's or Louie's, you know, or Jets, whatever, the square pizza. Yeah, pepperoni works with that. And it works with most of them, but I don't think it works as well with like Chicago style. Like Chicago style almost screams you have to have sausage because that's what Chicago style was based on. Do you like a thin crust with pepperoni?
I do. I'm glad you brought up Detroit style as well because I will go bacon every now and then with Detroit style. But with the thin crust, you know, pan crust.
Hand toss.
I'm pepperoni on those for the most part.
In a previous Doug life when I used to eat a little bit more... You know what my go-to pizza order was? My favorite? Ham and onions.
I love ham and onions.
The ham and onions.
When I was a teenager and I got a job delivering pizzas.
See, I used to be cool.
I delivered pizzas for two different places. And one was Buscemi's and the other was Domino's. When I got a chance to make my own pizza, I would do pepperoni and ham and onion.
Somebody just pointed out on Twitch... The thing about pepperoni is when they curl up and it's got like the grease in it.
You hold the grease in.
That's delicious. A different style of pepperoni.
That's the cup pepperoni.
Yeah.
Pepperoni cups.
But even then, the grease, I use it like, if it's too much grease, you got to grab a paper towel or something and kind of pat it down a little bit.
My buddy and I used to call it keg pizza. There used to be a place by our house. We'd go and get a slice and it was square slices, but they were just, the pepperoni cups would fill with the grease. And we'd take them off, and we'd let it drip out. And if it had more than 5 drips, it was keg pizza.
Of course you had a system.
Got to make it interesting. Plus, because you ate it there, and it came fresh out of the oven, you needed to wait a little bit before you went for the pizza, so you would take the pepperonis off, eat those first, And then you could eat the pizza because it was just too hot.
How often do you buy just a slice? Do you go to a place and get just a slice? Because I think when I was younger, getting just a slice of pizza was something, it felt like it happened regularly. And I don't know if I've done it in 20 years.
It happened. It depends where I, you know, from my, like I was in Vegas. I think I got a slice when I was in Vegas.
Did you?
Yeah. Did not sit well.
Really?
So, yeah.
Would you get it from a 7-Eleven?
No, I got it.
Did you get it from the guy handing out those flyers?
I got a problem with that. And no, I did not get it. No, it was from some food court in...
food court sliced pizza.
Well, one of the like casinos?
One of the casino food courts that had like a couple Bobby Flay places or whatever. And it had a Guy Fieri place, a Bobby Flay place, and then some pizza place that was not Sparrow, but something like that.
I used to love going to like Buscemi's and getting a slice when I was younger. That's when you get the slice. Now that you have like a family, Doug, right? You got to get a pizza for the whole family. Yeah. You don't just come home with a slice of pizza.
Last weekend, I was feeling kind of lazy, and my son had he had a really good weekend. He was being a good boy, and I'm like, "What do you want for lunch?" And he wouldn't. I don't know. I'm like, "How about a pizza?" He's like, "Okay." So he ordered a pizza.
So where'd you get it from?
Went to this place called Domino's.
Did you get half like cheese, Doug, for yourself?
No, we got the Memphis barbecue pizza. Oh. Memphis chicken barbecue pizza. It was outstanding. He even liked it.
Well, I like thumbs barbecue up. Pizza.
You know what, though? And I swear to God, this is an example, though, of my lack of experience with pizza. And the Domino's app is so easy to use, and it tells you where the pizza is when it's delivering it. And I love it. It's just real easy, quick.
Yeah, everybody does it now.
Do you?
I've used an app.
Have you?
Yeah.
You don't sound like you believe him, Doug.
I don't.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't use it. I just go online. I do it online. It's the same thing. It gives you the updates and all.
Yeah. In the oven. Going to be out, right? Yeah. Just telling you the stuff.
I got your order.
Why I like watching that, I have no idea. I'm like, all right, I can see on the street where the delivery guy is. Like, I'm tracking the delivery guy. When is Steve going to be here?
When is Steve going to be here? Look, pizza's great. I love pizza. I love all kinds of pizza. But you asked about the slice. Slices are great because they're usually way oversized and they're fantastic. And the other thing is when you're, I guess when I harken back to my 20s, getting the slice of pizza is usually like after the bar.
Oh, those are the best.
Yeah. You go, everybody floods to some pizza place that's there and they got slices and you get a slice. And
pizza's so good. It has nothing to do with being drunk.
No, none of it. Not at all. Remember being at the Jersey Shore with friends and we went and got pizza slices. Baltimore getting slices. Slices.
Seriously, my expectation.
Now I'm starting to drool.
My expectation for this topic was about 60 seconds. We are 7 minutes in.
It's pizza.
I know. I should have known.
Who doesn't love pizza?
Oh, I get Costco pizza all the time. That's when I get slices.
There you go, slice. Yeah.
That's a big time one.
That's always hot. You got to let it cool off a little bit. It's a dilemma, right? Do you go pizza?
I mean,
do you go hot dog?
I usually go both.
You go chicken. You go chicken bake. You go both. Huh?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Let's go eat, guys.
I imagine you can get a special today on National Pepperoni Pizza Day. So if you're thinking about lunch. Feedback. I'm going to Arizona with 9 other guys. That's from Bill in Beverly Hills. Another Lions takeover.
We'll get him, Bill.
Jeff in Tucson. You are correct. We'll have a third of the crowd. I will be at the game in Phoenix. The MSU Alumni Club will be non-full force forward down the field. We'll be... Maybe he meant just in full force. He wrote non full force. Jack in Plymouth, the run game should be the focus this week. Keep the ball fun clock away from Murray. I don't know what that means, but keep the ball away from Murray. Best way to control a mobile quarterback, feature David Montgomery and Gibbs and sprinkle in a little Laporta.
Keep the ball, run the clock, you think?
Maybe. That makes more sense. Jared in Denver. Hey, my brother and I, we live in Colorado. We're flying out for the game Saturday. We're meeting a few buddies. It's going to be Ford Field West. Go Lions.
Hearing all this, I'm curious what the crowd's going to be like on Sunday.
They keep coming in. Have a bunch of friends from this area taking their sons to the game in Arizona, probably 10 in total. Good morning, guys. I lived in Phoenix 6 years back. The fan base there is weak. We went to 4 games. One was against the Lions. When we're there, the home fans seemed outnumbered every time. That's from Don in Waterford. Ted in Royal Oak, leave for the game tomorrow morning in Phoenix. Can't wait. Big numbers, man. Big numbers. My sons are taking me to the game in Arizona. We meet up tomorrow, 2 of us from here and my oldest son from Los Angeles.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Feature Sam Laporta if he's not injured. Arizona can't focus on all our weapons as long as Goff doesn't try and force it to J-Mo, St. Brown, or Gibbs. That's from Victor in Detroit. Get the ball to Jahmyr Gibbs. It's always going to be every week. He's one of the most explosive playmakers in the league. We need a minimum of 15-plus touches a week. How funny. My name really is Mason Mills. I'm dying listening to you guys ask if I am for real. Big fan of the show and go blue. Gator on a show sheet today for people just joining us and previewing Michigan USC wrote down, is Mason Mills for real? Seriously, that name, it can't be real, right? He meant Miller Moss, and the name Mason Mills, no, is not for real, except for apparently this ticket text.
I got it right before we took it to the air.
You did. Much to our disappointment. But well done. Nice save. You got to save.
Thank you. Yep. Heat won't be a factor because they play indoors in Phoenix, correct?
Yes.
Thank God. 99 degrees on Sunday.
On real grass, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got the tray.
It's cooler. It's 90 degrees tomorrow in Phoenix, then jumps up to 99, then 103, 104, 105, 105, 106, 106.
They had over 100 straight days of 100-degree weather this summer.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. See ya.